We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I got a busy hour for you. Former Penn State star LeVar Arrington is blaming that racist letter that went out this week on Joe Paterno. You'll hear those thoughts later this hour, plus Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. But right now, go out to the hotline, joined by a Redskins insider, NBC Sports Washington, our sister station down in D.C., the Fan. Grant Paulson's covered the Redskins for a long time. He joins us now. And Grant, can you confirm yesterday when that Redskins private plane touched down in Pittsburgh that Daniel Snyder was on board?
No, we cannot confirm that. But what we can confirm is there's a lot being made about the idea that Mike Tomlin is going to be one of the key names on any Redskins wish list for head coaches. And while that stands to reason, obviously, that they would be interested in him and several other coaches that have a lot of success in the NFL, they're probably not going to get any of the guys that they want at this point. This is not a job where they get to just pick and choose who they'd like. They are essentially going to be pleading with people to take all of their money, not just going down a wish list and, you know, calling up whoever's at the top of it and offering the gig. That's not really how this is going to work.
Grant, I'm led to believe by that statement that the perception is that Snyder is that bad of a guy to work for then?
Well, it's not specifically just Snyder, but yes, working for him as an owner. They've now basically in 30 years, as an organization, the Redskins have fallen farther out of the elite level they were once at in the 80s. And when he took over, about a decade removed from their last opportunity to win a Super Bowl, that's only gotten worse. But it's not just Dan Snyder. It's a culture right now that's in place, led by the team president, Bruce Allen, who's won 59 games and lost 94 games and had one tie, who is, at this point in time, someone that I don't think in Washington, D.C., whether it's, you know, fans, media, when he speaks, there's not a lot of trust. Kind of says what he needs to say at the podium, gets back into his office with Dan Snyder, tells the owner what he needs to hear, and he's going on a 10-year run here where he's been one of the most ineffective front office executives in all of sports, and it doesn't seem like the run's coming to an end. So if you're going to coach for the Washington Redskins, you're working for an owner with a low popularity rating who has proven he cannot win. You're working for a team president at this point who has not only had a lot of failure on the field, but debacles and embarrassment off the field and controversies and turmoil as well. It's just an organization where you're going on 30 years where every coach that's come here has left worse off than they got here. Will they get a
qualified candidate to take the job?
Yes.
Grant? I mean, if this is a John Gruden paycheck here where we're talking $100 million over 10 years or something like that, Mike Tomlin, who worked for Allen in Tampa, also knows Doug Williams from back in Tampa. Maybe he feels like we can move those guys aside. They'll be figureheads. They'll still collect their money. But I'll call all the shots in Washington, and Dan Snyder will pay me $100 million to do it. So how about that?
Well, if they want to offer someone $100 million over 10 years, John Gruden style, they'll probably be able to get whoever they want.
Do you think Snyder would do that? You think Snyder will do something like that?
I think he has to, yeah. I think that's kind of the offer. It's not going to be for a guy like Mike Tomlin, in my opinion, if he does that. It'll be, you know, for Lincoln Riley, who may not take that, or Dabo Swinney, that's where they would start. But, yeah, I think they're going to overpay someone. They'll get someone to take the job. There's no doubt in my mind, guys. But, you know, again, whoever comes here at this juncture is going to leave here worse off than they got here. They've tried it with the Super Bowl winning head coach, like Tomlin, two times over, and Mike Shanahan. They've had the hero in Joe Gibbs that is the only guy that left on his own terms. They've had the up-and-coming offensive mind, in air quotes, when he was hired, in Jim Zorn. They've had the college expert in Steve Spurrier. They've had the been around the block but hasn't gotten to the top of the mountain, respected NFL guy in Marty Schottenheimer. They've done it every single different way, and it always sounds great when you say, this guy's going to run the show, and they'll step to the side, as you just said. It doesn't actually work that way. No one has ever actually had Snyder, or in this case, Bruce Allen for 10 years, step to the side. That's not really how they play it.
I just want to say I'm sorry to you for covering this for so many years. That sounds horrifying. Like, when you just said the up-and-coming mind and then the name that comes out of your mouth is Jim Zorn, I cried a little bit for you.
Tom Wilson gets Grant out of bed every morning. He gets to him play hockey people in the hospital, but that's all right.
I suspect most Redskins fans wish that Dan Snyder would strap on some skates and wear an opposing jersey around Tom Wilson at this point. How far down... Okay, so you say Lincoln Riley, say Dabo Sweeney, the two names, really, especially Riley in college coaching... How far down the list, just because we're in Pittsburgh, is Mike Tomlin? If you had to like rank them, is he in the top five of candidates Dan Snyder would want? Where is he?
Yeah, the people that I've talked to that have understanding of kind of Dan Snyder's name that he likes and the people that he would consider talking with have said that Mike Tomlin is one of those names. So here's what I would think, basically. They need a splash hire. They need a butts in seats acquisition, as far as I'm concerned. They drafted a quarterback this year in Dwayne Haskins, who may or may not be the guy, and they really didn't invigorate the fan base or get the shot in the arm they thought they were going to get out of that. So now the next step is the coach. I think his plan would be whoever he hires creates a buzz enough to sell some tickets and to have people feel like maybe this time it'll be different. So I think that'll start with the big boys in college that I just mentioned. You call Nick Saban and you offer him the world, and he says no, and Lincoln Riley and Dabo Sweeney. When you get to the NFL level, I think Mike Tomlin is at the top of that list. That'll also include the best of the available names. Mike McCarthy, who's won a Super Bowl, names like that. And I think in that short list would also be probably interviewing, again, your up-and-comers. You're looking for the next great offensive mind to pair with Dwayne Haskins, who Snyder handpicked against his front office and his coach's wishes. So that might be Byron Leftwich if he says the right things about Dwayne Haskins in a meeting. Perhaps that's Kellen Moore from Dallas. They've done that act before where they went and got Norv Turner when he was an offensive coordinator with the Cowboys and tried to lessen the chances of points being scored by a rival while improving their sideline. I think those are the types of names we're talking about. I think Tomlin, because of his success in the league, because he's very popular, and because around here I think fans would view him as a culture establisher, would absolutely be the type of name that would invigorate enough juice for Snyder to feel like he could make the move.
Grant, the thing about Tomlin is he's a pro coach currently under contract, and we had John Clayton, the longtime NFL insider, on last hour, who said you can trade a coach just like you can trade a player without their approval unless they have a specific clause in the contract, which none of them do. But that means that Mike Tomlin, if Dan Snyder really decided he wanted him and he struck out with all those names you mentioned, is going to have to cough up a pretty high draft pick, you'd imagine, to get him. How much of an impediment is that, theoretically?
Well, that's where I think, honestly, that we kind of get into now talking realistically about whether or not it's plausible, right? You say, do they want him? Would they consider him? And I think the answer to that is absolutely. If he had an expiring deal and he wasn't getting extended, something like that. I think we're playing fantasy football when we start to predict that they're going to trade for him. Would I say the chance is 0%? No, probably not. That's kind of the one thing they have not done at this point. But if they're going to be making trades of draft picks for coaches, you begin your list with Mike Tomlin. I'm not sure that you do after the last couple of years. So I would say it's very unlikely that they do that. I would say even unrealistic. They have so many massive needs. They have so little talent. They have so many organizational holes at positions where you need building blocks that to give up draft picks for a coach just seems like something that should be completely off the table for them. You could throw assets to fix a coaching problem. It's money, it's years, it's term. To give up picks that could be the foundation of your organization for that next coach just doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to me.
See, now you're making me
you're
feel
killing
like
ponies
my dream
buzz
is dead.
Yeah. He started off the show.
He just murdered it.
Grant, he started off the show like that picture of Vince McMahon falling over in his chair in WWE because he's so excited. So,
no chance. Yeah, I mean, look, I think if the Redskins had it their way and he was one of several guys they were just bringing in and interviewing, do I think there's a good chance they'd hire him? Absolutely. But to go get him and pull off one of these rare John Gruden-like coaching trades when there are other options that I think to them would be just as intriguing. And remember, I don't think this hire is necessarily just about who's going to do the best job coaching the Washington Redskins. I really genuinely believe this hire is going to be about who is going to result in the most fans being the most excited and forgetting the most about the last 10 years. And I think whoever the answer to that question is who they're going to try to hire. And I'm not going to tell you that Mike Tomlin would not bring some fans back to the ticket waiting line, but I think there are guys in college who you see on ESPN every single week that might do that to a greater extent.
Grant, have you heard that Tomlin's interested from anybody you've talked to?
No, and frankly, to just to be completely honest with you, because I don't have that many connections with him or anyone around him in Pittsburgh. Obviously, who I deal with is mostly on the D.C. side. The only thing I'd heard is that that's just a name they've long been enamored with, and that they thought basically is the type of guy that could build the culture that they want to establish here and build a program, essentially, an outfit, to use one of his words, that they don't really have. A couple other guys that they seem to like that don't have the track record or resume like a Mike Tomlin include Todd Bowles, who I think is probably a much more realistic option. A, you don't have to give anything up to get him. B, he once played for the Redskins, and they're big on selling nostalgia and the fact that we were good once, and that guy Doug Williams won the Super Bowl for us that one time, as they tell their fans. So we'll have him in our front office, and we'll justify his existence that way.
All right. Thank you, Grant. We appreciate it, brother. We'll say hi to Scott for you. How's that sound?
Yes. Please, I will say hi to Scott for you guys as well.
There you go. Grant Paulson, D.C.
He's everywhere down there.
Ugh.
He's all over.
Capitals, Redskins, TV, hard print, work. Radio. He's like you.
I think
he's basic. I thought I should introduce him. I should have said Grant Paulson, Washington, D.C.'s Chris Mueller.
I think he's younger than both of
us,
Craig?
Too. You think that would have been a worthy introduction? I should have said D.C.'s Chris Mueller. Does it all. Print, radio, TV.
I think he's younger than both. I think he's younger than both of us, by the way. My last question I was going to ask him. What are the chances that when they want to get fans back at the waiting lines, they sign Antonio Brown next year?
Because
I think that would have gotten a very interesting answer.
Coming up next, speaking of former Redskins, LeVar Arrington on this letter, this racist letter, there's no other way to really put it, that got sent to a Penn State football player. We've heard James Franklin react to it. Now you're going to hear one of Penn State's best players ever react to it next. It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.